Listener Production.
Good morning, Courtney Thomas with your latest local news. Lots of puddles around this morning following that deluge overnight. More than 40 mils of rain has fallen at the Gold Coast Seaway, while North Tamborine copped over 95 millimetres. It doesn't look like a reprieve is in sight, though, with more rain forecast today. Four people involved in the 2016 Dreamworld ride tragedy have been recognised by the Governor-General for their bravery. That includes Luke Dorsett, who was killed in the Thunder River Rapids disaster 8 years ago. He has been named as a recipient of a commendation for brave conduct at the Australian Bravery Decorations in Canberra. Three bystanders were also honoured, while Eleanor man John Gordon has been commended for brave conduct after rescuing a swimmer caught in rough seas at Dreamtime Beach at Fingal Head last year. Don't drink or drive. That's the message from police patrolling Gold Coast roads this Easter. 66 people have been killed on the state's roads already. That's 15 more than the same period last year. Acting Commissioner Steve Golchevsky is urging drivers to think about others who are sharing the road.
Do not use drugs. Do not drink if you are driving. Just simply don't do it. You are a risk to yourselves, you are a risk to others on the road, and you are a risk to all of the families here in Queensland.
And Naomi Fowler has been officially declared as the Gold Coast Division 2 Councillor by the ECQ. Updating local sport, and despite not scoring a point in their defeat to the Bulldogs and losing their skipper to a season-ending ACL injury, Titan Joe Stimson says spirits are still high at the Gold Coast club. He says Tino Faasumulawi has been around training this week.
His spirits have been up, so that sort of helps the group. And it sounds pretty crazy, but looking into the game, the areas that we sort of pride ourselves on, we didn't go half too bad, but it was just the individual mistakes that hurt us because they all had to try it.
The Gold Coast club welcomes back Jaden Campbell from injury for their Saturday round 4 clash against the Dolphins at home.